Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Subhanallah, you are watching this beautiful and amazing program. Dear viewers, we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to every one of you. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, I am accompanied by our esteemed guest, mashallah, who is none other than our respected and honorable Maulana Ziyad Madani Attari, Sallamahul Bari. And we greet him with the opening greetings of Islam, with peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear viewers, we are discussing the blessed childhood of Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullahi alayhi. Stay tuned with us. Let's commence with listening to the virtues of reciting durood and salat al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our beloved master, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a hadith, the one who recites durood-e paak 500 times a day, he would not be a destitute.
Subhanallah.
His destitution shall be removed by the virtues of reciting durood-e paak 500 times a day. From the habit, may Allah Azza wa Jalla remove our sufferings and difficulties. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned, we are discussing the childhood of Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Nonetheless, we all go through this phase of life. But Masab, childhood is something which is so important in our society. Very, very important. Yani, the future of a person can be predicted depending on how he had spent his youth, his youthful days, his childhood. Mm-hmm. And if the seed was planted correctly, Masab, the season was right, the farm was right, the cultivation, all of that, everything was in its order, Masab, then definitely the fruits of such a tree will be very fruitful and sweet at the same time. What can Masab mention about childhood?
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, mashallah, must commend the metaphor that is used. It's a very beautiful metaphor regarding the plantation, the seed, and the growing of the plant.
Allah, subhanallah. Allah.
Really, if we think about childhood like this, it would be very easy for us to understand the importance of everything that is done to the child, every direction the child is led towards during childhood. Childhood is that phase, just like we have when farming, that if seed is planted, and that is the time we take the most care. We ensure that the season is good, the season is right, that the plant is watered in a certain way, that it's protected from the harsh elements of the weather during the period, that this plant is still growing before it becomes victory.
Aye, 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 aye.
And we take so much care to ensure that this plant must grow in the right direction. The plant must grow in the right direction, because if it grows in the wrong direction, then when that stem becomes a bark, when that soft green stem becomes a hard brown bark, then we will not be able to straighten that bark. Or then it becomes very difficult to straighten that bark to the extent that you need to cut that bark. This, subhanallah, is a beautiful metaphor of the childhood of a child, the childhood of a human being, that when the child is born, from the very beginning, we need to pay very special attention. Whilst the stem is still green and soft, we need to direct the child in the right direction, in a direction that is pleasing to Allah, so that when that child reaches that stage where their habits become part of their personality and part of their being, then they are such habits that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at that stage, to change those habits are very difficult.
Very difficult.
But subhanallah, what kamal to those parents they brought up their children in line with the pleasure of Allah. That when they are growing older and they look towards their children, then subhanAllah, they look towards a child that is already pleasing Allah.
Yeah, but subhanAllah, subhanAllah, Masab. So excellent, Masab. This is the exact upbringing I'm speaking about, Masab. You know, we want to be as best parents out there, protective for our children, but at the same time, the emphasis is put more into the luxuries of this world, Master. The importance of safeguarding the comfort of this world is embedded in the hearts and minds of the children out there. The importance of value, Master. You know, this is the most expensive car. This is the most expensive cell phone. This iski qeemat ye hai, uski qeemat. He's only hearing figures. He's only hearing value attached to materialistic things out there, Masab. That's never going to go with us in the grave. From a childhood, this is embedded. Yani dunya, dunya, dunya. The importance of waking up in the morning and going to school. If you don't go to school, you're not going to have a matric certificate. You're not going to be a dumb person. And if you are not clever in school, if you are not a good person, then how are you going to do business? And if you can't do business, how are you going to have a comfortable life? Masab, from a childhood, this is the direction that's given, unfortunately, in society. And on the other hand, Masab, if you look at the flip side of the coin, where there's a balance, Masab, you know,
subhanallah.
We don't say deprive the kids of such a good education. Yes, we live here. Who said earning a good salary, a top salary is not important? We all have zaruriyat, Masab. We all have, you know, conditions and situations attached with us because we are living in this world, right? That is a world of means. Alame asbab. Nothing comes for nothing. You gotta work for it. So you don't say don't work for it. But look at the state of the childhood of, for example, Bayezid Bustami
rahmatullahi.
Look at the childhood. Look at the tarbiyat. Tarbiyat is very important. Aside from making sure that they're going to top schools, their school fees are paid, they got top education. But education doesn't teach your children adab, Masab. What gives your children adab is to practically teach them and show them how respect is given.
SubhanAllah.
This is very, very important. This needs to be embedded in them through practicalities. You know, you need to show them and be like that and teach them adab and respect. For example, when parents call out their children, the importance of leaving that phone or tablet or whatever in their hand. Firstly, it's wrong if it's there at a young age. I'm saying of the age of 3 and 4 and 5, right? Actually, I would even consider till the age of 15, 16, Masab. They should be looking at the Quran instead of the tablet. Nonetheless, this is how they should be diverted into this direction. And tarbiyah is important. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala, his mother asked for water in the midst of the night. Look at the answer of a child. You know, in our day and age, if such a child who's between 6, 7 and 8 is asked to do something like that, Masab, I doubt the child will give a response like this. What was the response of Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala? His response was, when his mother woke up in the night and asked for water, he said, Labbaik ammi jaan. He goes to fetch water. By the time he returned, his mother had fallen asleep.
Allah.
He stood there with that bowl of water in his hand all night long, Masab. In the morning, as per routine, when his mother opened her eyes, astounded for seeing her son by her headside, she inquired as to what is the matter. He said, ammi jaan. By the way, by difficulty he spoke, his lips were stuck together. The bowl was attached and stuck to his skin due to the cold, Masab. His legs and his skin color turned due to the cold that he had developed, standing all night long. And he started in winter, in the midst of winter, Masab, standing there shivering. He actually developed cold due to that standing in the position. When he told his mother that, Ammi Jan, in the midst of the night you asked for water, and by the time I had presented the water to you, you had fallen asleep, so I decided to stand here all night long so that before you ask for the water, I may present to you the water.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. I may present the water to you. Lijiye aap kubul farmaiye.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. You know, it is a dua of a mother, situation of a mother, the mamta, they say in Urdu, you know, in Hindi language as well. Mamta, yani, this is the motherly figure that she lost control. And earnestly, from her heart, she supplicated in the court of Allah after she embraced her son, Ya Allah, I have nothing to present, for I am a widow, but I ask you to make my son your friend.
SubhanAllah.
Blessing, Ya Allah. Blessing. It was a dua of his mother.
And the dua from the heart.
Yeah. Now you see, adab had earned him such respect and such honor and dignity, Masab, that his maqam escalated from one level to another. Now comes the bachpan and the childhood of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We all heard about his bachpan. Karamat to beshumar hai muasab. We can't, and we don't even want to go into the number of karamat of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But speaking about his special bachpan, his specific bachpan being Madarzat Wali, Wali from the womb of his mother. You know, others come in this world and make riyazat o mujahadat. That's performed. You know, one has to struggle and strive in this path to attain such level of vilayat.
Yes.
Whereas Allah Zawajalla becomes the noor through which they see. Allah becomes their ears through which they hear. Yani that the ears manifest the noor of Allah Zawajalla through which they hear, they see, they hold, they feel, they speak.
Subhanallah.
Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala has that ability and power from the womb of his mother.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
He has that ability which Allah blesses others after they perform riyazat al-mujahadat. He has it from before, for Allah has chosen to give him that ability. So dear viewers of Madani channel, such Anbiya Ali Muslim came and gave glad tidings about his arrival, a very, very special child. Mohasab, you know, we all go to madrasa, we all learn. Can Mohasab mention something about his Bismillah Khani, his first time in the madrasa?
Then he Subhanallah, went. Subhanallah.
You know, usually children are made frightened when they hear the name of madrasa. You know, it's like something to scare the children, whereas it's supposed to be a motivation.
Yes.
It's supposed to be something that they themselves supposed to be looking forward to. As parents, we are supposed to be embedding this in their heads, that if you have secular education alone, then you will be sorted out alone in this world. But if you are deprived of that knowledge, then you'll be deprived in this world and the hereafter. How important it is to have Islamic knowledge in order for one's salah and one's ibadah to be accepted. Now, Ghawse Pak's entry into madrasa, his entry into Baghdad, his entry into the field of, you know, of knowledge, whereas then he written books like Secret of the Secrets, Mohasab. Allahu Akbar. Can Mohasab shed some light on this?
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, subhanallah wa hamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi to the extent that he rahmatullahi alayhi was a wali who was born as a wali. As Munasab mentioned so beautifully, that Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi had become a wali even before he had come into this world. His karamat were shown before he left the womb of his blessed mother.
Yeah,
subhanallah. Nonetheless, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a very pious mother.
Yeah.
And that is also something for us to pay attention to note.
Right.
That where we see many of these awliya-i-kiram that have reached such high ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see that before that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were pious parents.
Yeah,
there were parents who were muttaqi. There were parents who were farma bardad. There were parents who were obedient in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many times those pious parents gave dua for their children and Allah accepted it.
Yeah,
Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi's mother was muttaqiya. She was very pious and she used to recite Quran in abundance.
Yeah, but,
she would recite Quran in abundance. For those mothers and fathers that are also, mashallah, taking benefit from this discussion of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, see the love that the parents of Ghawse Pak had for Quran Sharif. So Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi's mother used to recite Quran Sharif a lot, and she would memorize Quran Sharif. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the wali in her blessed womb, was listening to Quran Sharif. And he was learning Quran Sharif from the recitation of his blessed mother. To the extent that when Ghawse Pak rahmatullah Ali had gone to madrasa for the first time, and Qari Sahib requested Ghawse Pak rahmatullah Ali, "Oh my child, please recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." Ghawse Pak started, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," to Bismillah Sharif, Surah Fatiha, Alif Lam Mim, and he continued to recite. He recited many parts of Quran Sharif, and then the Qari Sahib said, "Oh my child, please recite more."
He said,
"I learned and I heard until here from the womb of my mother. From the womb of my mother, I heard and I learned until here." So subhanallah azza wa jalla, we see number one, the effect that the parents have upon the piety of the children. That the effect of the piety of Ummul Khair Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, what an effect it had on her child. And Mulana Sahib was talking so beautifully about tarbiyah just now. How enjoyable it was, how beautiful and informative it was. The importance of the tarbiyah given to children.
Yeah,
that we give children this tarbiyah, that you need to do certain thing in dunya, You need to have a certain degree. You need to get up in the morning so that you can go to school. Listen, if we need to teach a child to get up in the morning, teach the child to get up in the morning to perform Fajr Salah, automatically the child will be awake to go to school. But teach the child from the time that child is still very young, that the important and most important aspect of your life is the obedience of Allah. Everything else will fall into place. Parents often make this mistake, and we are insan. And we live in a world that you know, revolves around dunya. It revolves around wealth, and shaitan pushes us in that direction. But many times I've seen parents myself, and we, mashallah, we meet many parents. Many parents come to us and discuss the difficulties that they are experiencing. That I have grown my child up. I have put a lot of effort in it. And a parent knows how much of effort they put in the upbringing of their child. And day after they say, but my child turns away from me. But when I call my child doesn't listen. But when I tell my child to perform salah, then my child is not performing salah. When I tell my child to assist me, then the child is not there to assist me. In fact, I ask for assistance. I will get assistance from others, but not my child. Really, if we want our children to be the way we want them to be towards us, if we want them to fulfill their huquq towards us, the rights of a parent, we want it to be fulfilled by the child. Give the child deen. Wallahi, you give the child deen, deen will teach the child how to fulfill your rights. You won't have to teach the child, oh my child, do this or respect me or do this for me or do this khidmah for me. Give the child deen. Deen will teach the child how to respect you. Deen will teach the child adab for the parent. Deen will teach the child that when your parent walks in, leave whatever you are doing. When your parent walks in, subhanAllah, the Sulaha-e Kiram taught us, and they teach us, our Asatidah would teach us, that when your parent walks into the room, leave what you are doing and stand in adab of your parent. In fact, offer your parent your seat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would offer Huzur-e Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam her seat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do so for Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. What beautiful ways the deen has taught. Really, if we want to give that tarbiyah, if we want to see the fruits and pluck the fruits from those trees, whilst the stem is still young, give it deen. Give it deen. Deen will see to everything.
SubhanAllah. Very, 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 very beautifully said, Muasab. Alhamdulillah. Bas Allah mein tawfiq ata farmaye, amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. May we be successful in giving our children such tarbiyat. Be of use of Madani Channel.
Teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, aqa, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, madani, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, chale tum gale lagana, chale tum gale lagana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, meri aane wali nasle, tere ishq mein machle, meri aane wali nasle, tere ishq mein machle, un nek tum banana, un nek tum banana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale.
Somebody asked Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi
ta'ala,
from when did you know that you became a wali of Allah?
Subhanallah.
Since when you knew that? Ghawse Pak ki ka irshad hai, mentioned that actually I realized this when I was a child, when I used to go to the madrasa. They asked him how. He says, because when I used to be taken to the madrasa, or when I'd walk to the madrasa, I used to find myself accompanied by a person that was invisible, yani, you know, only I could see him. And once I asked him, who are you? And he said, well, I am an angel appointed by Allah
Subhanallah.
For your protection.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And then he says that at times this angel will enter the madrasa before my entrance. And he would advise the other students to give way, the friend of Allah has come. Allahu Akbar. This is the outcome of that bachpan. This is the outcome of such parents. Such parents that before their nikah, before their meeting with one another, speaking about the blessed and pure parents of Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. She is labeled to be the one who had not committed sins from the eyes,
Subhanallah.
From the ears, from the tongue, hands. Yani, those body organs have been protected from sins.
Subhanallah.
She had protected herself from committing sins. And the father who worked for 12 years in the farm of his father-in-law, the Nana Jan of Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah Soma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, 12 years for an apple eaten masab.
Subhanallah.
And he suffered starvation. He remained hungry for several days. And when he could not control his hunger, and when the apple came towards him by its own floating in the water, Allah. And when he eaten it, realization, yani the taqwa he has in him, that is the fear of Allah. Fear had reminded him that, have you taken permission from his owner before consuming this apple? That caused him, his taqwa, piety and love for Allah and for his beloved Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had forced him to find and search for that owner also. And that owner was actually Abdullah Soma'i rahmatullahi, who owned that farm. This is the background, dear viewers, for those who never heard this before, for the first time maybe you're hearing this. So this is the Nana Abdullah Soma'i, who is a great buzurg, yani a pious friend and servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the father is Sayyid Musa Abu Salih Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Due to his strictness on Sharia, and he would be very bold when he come to correcting people, Musab, he was never concerned whether he was a king, whether he was a minister, whether he was a businessman. When it came to practice Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar, Musab, they were never hesitant.
Subhanallah.
And they conveyed the message of Allah and the Rasul, and therefore he gained the title of Jangi Dost. Allahu Akbar. For he rectified the king of that area from selling and drinking, consuming alcohol and wine. And when he was asked for this position, who had granted you such authority and position to break my clay pots of wine? He says, well, Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhan.
It says, who Allah Azza wa Jalla? Why Allah Azza wa Jalla gave you? He says, the one who given you that position, given me this position.
Subhanallah.
What debate do you have about this? And then astounded by his answer, he said, well, I want to give you a position now in my darbar. Yani in my palace, you shall be given a position. And he says, well, a person who's already appointed by the Creator doesn't need any appointment by the creation.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And this is his andaz from where he gained his title, Jangi Dost. So we're speaking about the father being so pure, Masab. Look at mother and father. When both the springs are so positive and pure, Masab, the outcome has to be Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. The outcome has to be the one upon whose hands hundreds and thousands of robbers, sinners, mischief makers, and evildoers repented, Masab. It is that same hands, Allahu Akbar, when it lists for dua, Masab, that ship which had sank years before would come back to the surface. It is the hands of Ghawse Pak, Allahu Akbar, the rank which Allah had bestowed upon Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is just beyond our imagination. We can't imagine, but we are discussing childhood, what leads you to that. Now, this is the childhood called difficulties, Masab. One is called ikhtiyari. A person has it in his ikhtiyar. No, I choose to be poor and I choose to be rich. And you get the other, which is, you know, by force, this istirar, to be in a situation where it's just part of you, there is no other way out, you know. You're compelled to be in the situation, so there is no way out. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala li had witnessed hardships in his bachpan, in his childhood. His father passing away at a very little age, Masab. His mother, she has given birth. Before this birth, all the dreams of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, awliya, sahaba alayhim ridwan, and the last of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Basharat, glad tidings of a very Mubarak child to come. And 200 years before this, before even the parents of Ghawse Pak, 200 years prior to this, Junaid Baghdadi gave Basharat to his Murideen about the coming of a Wali at the end of the 5th century.
Subhanallah.
Towards the ending of the 5th century. And he said that He will say, قَدَمِ هَذِهِ رَقَبَتِي عَلَىٰ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ الْإِسْلَامِ. My feet is on the necks of every wali. So Junayd Baghdadi 200 years ago said, I accept today, now that his feet is upon my head, is upon my head, is upon my shoulder. Allahu Akbar. So his basharat was given years before his arrival. Such a Mubarak child, such a blessed child. It is stated, Muasab, that in Jilan, they were many children that were born the same eve Ghaus-e-Pak was born. And everyone attained the status of Vilayat.
SubhanAllah.
Through the blessings and barakah of the arrival of Ghaus-e-Azam
rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with vast awlad. All his children became the friends and the awliya.
SubhanAllah.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is what you have went through, Muasab. You know, every childhood is not the same, and every time it's getting closer to Qiyamah. For example, what my father had went through in his childhood, Muasab, it's different and far different in comparison to what I may have experienced in my childhood. That was harder and mine is easier. And then it becomes easier. And then it becomes easier. And then it becomes easier, Muasab, to such a time that now, Muasab, you know, parents out there who have children who are only 2.5 years old are already holding their heads. What is the matter? What do we do? At the age of 3, hame jawab wapas milta. At the age of 3, we get back chatting and we get that nakra. They say that, you know, if they are told to eat food, the jawab they give back. If they are told to sleep, the answer they give back.
Allah.
That is the age parents out there supposed to discipline. Isi ka naam to tarbiyat hai na. Is tarbiyat hum keh rahe ki tarbiyah and that molding is at that time. How do you face when your child, he or she, your daughter or son, say this to you? No, I don't want to go to bed now. How do you treat this? Will you treat it in an angry way, or would you go with muhabba and love and affection and understand the matter? Try to instill the love of the awliya in their hearts by explaining to them the reason why we love the
Sons of Allah. But Mawlana, see Huzur, we also have this situation that we must face and we must realize just what was being discussed now, that at the age of 3 nowadays, we are seeing, really we are seeing parents holding their heads. That it's a reality. It's not some fairy tale that is being made up. It seems like really, we think that things are becoming easier from Mawlana Sahib's father, his blessed childhood, his honorable childhood, then Mawlana Sahib's childhood, it becomes easier. It seems like it's becoming easier. Really speaking, sometimes we think it's becoming more difficult to hold on to the deen. The childhood is becoming such. We are seeing parents that really at the age of 3 years old, when the child is 3 years old and they ask the child, oh my child, it's now time to go to bed. And the child says, no, I will not be going to bed. The child has learned few words and already there is that chatting of the parent that this is the degree that it is going to. And what is more troublesome? It's overlooked a lot. But what is more troublesome is when the child is at that age and the child is being disobedient to the parent. And we advise that, oh parent, you should now is the time for tarbiyah, do something now. Not in a harsh way. Not in the harsh way. You know when the tree is, when the stem is still soft, you can bend it gently. So bend it gently. But we receive this answer from the parents that the child is still young. The child is still
Abhi
young.
Bacha hai.
Abhi to bacha hai. The child is still young. No problem. It's fine. They're still young.
Allah.
When they grow up, then we will straighten. When they grow up, we will straighten. 3 years, child is still young. 4 years, child is still young. 5 years old, child is still young. 6 years old, the saying no to the parent now becomes harsh words. Again, we tell the parent, still, same answer. Child is still young. For how long will that child remain young? There will come a time that this child will grow old enough to have grey hair on the beard and on the head. For how long will we say the child is still young? Just recently I've received parents and grandparents coming to me and requesting that my child has, or my grandchild and my child has reached the age of 15, has reached the age of 18, and now they are involved in wrong things, they are involved in substances that are not halal, they are involved in doing those things that are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know why this happens? Because for too long we said the child is still young. For too long we said the child is still young. When the child is 18 years old, now we're going to realize that the child is no longer bacha anymore. that now the child has grown. When shaitan comes and troubles us, this is a trick of shaitan. When shaitan troubles us and says, why are you doing this now?
Hmm.
Why are you molding the child in this direction now? Mm-hmm. The child is still young. We need to tell shaitan at that time, it is because the child is still young that I'm doing this.
Allah.
Because when the child becomes old, there is no chance to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst the stem is still soft and green, it's time for us to mold. From the time children are still small, little children, we must teach them. Sometimes we see 3 years old, 4 year old child, example 3 year old, 4 year old girl, and we are not teaching them yet to cover themselves. Why? Abhi to bachcha hai. Now it's still a child. But 3 and 4 years old will become 10 and 11 years old. 10 and 11 years old will become 20 and 21 years old. At which stage will we bring it in? While the child is still young and people are saying, leave it because the child is still young, we will say, we must do it because the child is still young.
Hmm.
Whilst the child is young,
Allah,
bring them
Allah.
Towards that which pleases Allah. And we will find, inshallah, azza wa jal, that when the child grows up, pleasing Allah will be the habit of the child. And subhanallah, look into the tarbiyah of Ghawth-e Paak rahmatullah alayhi from his parents and you'll find exactly this.
Kya baat hai masab, marhaba, marhaba. Subhanallah, very, very beautifully. Once again, you have mentioned that kaash amal ki tawfiq
hume mile. Ameen, Allahumma ameen.
Likewise, we have a kalam, inshallah azza wa jal.
Padhe mujhe padhna kuch uftad ya waad, madad par ho teri imdad ya waad. Padhe mujhe padhna kuch uftad ya waad, madad par ho teri imdad ya waad. Mere dil mein basse jalwe tumhare, mere dil mein basse jalwe tumhare, mere dil mein basse jalwe tumhare. Ye veerana bane Baghdad ya Ghaus, ye veerana bane Baghdad ya Ghaus. Padhe mujhe padhna kuch uftad ya Ghaus, madad par ho teri imdad ya Ghaus. Na bhoolo bhool kar bhi yaad teri, na bhoolo bhool kar bhi yaad teri, na bhoolo bhool kar bhi yaad teri. Na yaad aaye kisi ki yaad ya Ghaus, na yaad aaye kisi ki yaad ya Ghaus. Padhe mujhe padhna kuch uftad ya Ghaus, madad par ho teri imdad ya Ghaus. Muridi la takhaf farmate aao, muridi la takhaf farmate aao, muridi la takhaf farmate aao. Balaon mein hai ye nashad ya Ghaus, balaon mein hai ye nashad ya Ghaus. Padhe mujhe padhna kuch uftad ya Ghaus, madad par ho teri imdad ya Ghaus. Gale tak aa gaya sailab gham ka, gale tak aa gaya sailab gham ka, gale tak aa gaya sailab gham ka. Chala main aaiye fariyad ya Ghaus, chala main aaiye fariyad ya Ghaus. Padhe mujhe padhna kuch uftad ya Ghaus, madad par ho teri imdad ya Ghaus. شاد یا غور. اندھیری رات جنگل میں اکیلا, اندھیری رات جنگل میں اکیلا, اندھیری رات جنگل میں اکیلا, مدد کا وقت ہے فریاد یا غوث, مدد کا وقت ہے فریاد یا غوث, پڑے مجھ پر نہ کچھ افتاد یا غوث, مدد پر ہو تیری امداد یا غوث, اڑے تیری طرف بادے فنا خاک, اڑے تیری طرف بادے فنا خاک, اڑے تیری طرف بادے فنا خاک, نہ ہو مٹی میری برباد یا غوث, نہ ہو مٹی میری برباد یا غوث, پڑے مجھ پر نہ کچھ افتاد یا غوث, مدد پر ہو تیری امداد یا غوث, کرو گے کب تک اچھا مجھ برے کو, کرو گے کب تک اچھا مجھ برے کو, کرو گے کب تک اچھا مجھ برے کو, میرے حق میں ہے کیا ارشاد یا غوث, میرے حق میں ہے کیا ارشاد یا غوث, پڑے مجھ پر نہ کچھ افتاد یا غوث, مدد پر ہو تیری امداد یا غوث, حسن منگتا ہے دے دے بھیک داتا, حسن منگتا ہے دے دے بھیک داتا, حسن منگتا ہے دے دے بھیک داتا, رہے یہ راج پاٹ آباد یا غوث, رہے یہ راج پاٹ آباد یا غوث, پڑے مجھ پر نہ کچھ افتاد یا غوث, مدد پر ہو تیری امداد یا غوث.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back to the spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir is our program. I am in the company of our respected guest, Maulana Ziyad Madani Attari Sallamahu al-Bari, mashallah, our teacher in the Jamiat al-Madina of Da'wah Islami, and has appeared many a times before this as well in our programs. But in this special transmission of Rabi'ul Akhir, it's his second appearance, mashallah. We say shukran for blessing us and for accepting this invitation and for sharing those keenty, valuable Madani pearls on the airwaves of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Masab, this kalam that we were listening to now, composed and written by none other than Brother Ala Hazrat, the brother of Ala Hazrat, Maulana Hassan Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala. What a beautiful manqabat. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for the sake of Maulana Hassan Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was of medium height, broad chest, Allahu Akbar, and he had dense beard, Allahu Akbar, dense beard and long neck. Together with that, subhanAllah, with his color, just amazing, white colored complexion and eyebrows which joined each another. Furthermore, it's mentioned about him, his eyes were dark in color. His blessed voice was loud in his lectures, in his bayanat, like the first person could hear, the last person could hear. Allah, with extensive knowledge and beautiful awaz he had. So he was a great scholar and a great mufti as well. May Allah forgive us for his sake. We will be back, inshallah, azza wa jalla, same program. Stay tuned with us, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir.